We are in Simen Pei Zayin, the middle of Sif Aleph. Let us again start Sif Aleph. We will continue in the Mishnah Berurah from where we're up to. Rav shel Rei va'ovit shel Mei Raglayim shel Cheres Oy shel Eit. And these materials absorb the Zuama of the Tzoyin, the Mei Raglayim. So they have a din of a Beis HaKisei, the Miyuchid to hold Tzoyin Mei Raglayim. So they have a din of a Beis HaKisei, Yitzorich Laharchik Mehem. So if they are in a Rishus, wherever they are, they have to be Machik K'moy Mitzoyin. Just like Tzoyin, it has all the Dine HaChoke of Tzoyin has, Afilu Hitel Behemayim. Afilu, he washed it out, but al kaponim, so it is not better than a beis hakisei hayoshan that is now spotlessly clean, but the shame beis hakisei is not nifka, and there's anisa the eraisa to say adova shebetushe teich talot ames or kenegdoi. Avol im heim shal mateches oy shal schuchis. But what is if this graph is made out of a material that does not absorb, like metal or glass? Oy shal cheres mitzupe. What? Schuchis is glass. Oy shal cheres. It is made out of cheres, but it is covered, it is coated. We'll see exactly what this is. So these three cases, they never received a shame grav shorei. Matres and schuches doesn't absorb. And cheres mitzupe, even though with an earthen graf, which does readily absorb, but if it is coated, we'll see in the Mishnah exactly what it's coated with, is muta imheim ruchutz im yafis. So memela, then it has a halacha of a graf shel matres, and if it's completely washed out, it is permissible. Before we see further, we see the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to learn the next sif and the next Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll come back to the end of the previous sif. Graf va'ovid shal cheres oy shal eitz. You have a graf and a ovid shal cheres oy shal eitz. So this is made out of materials that absorb the Tzoyin Mei Raglayim, Shekfoi Altiv, and he went and he turned it upside down. Yesh Matirim, so others hold that this is permissible. V'yesh Oisrim, and others hold this is not permissible. V'aloche kedivrei ho'eishchem. And v'aloche we paskin that it is not permissible. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah on this aloche first. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, yesh matirim, tahave kemoi kisui. That means if you turn it upside down, so the outside layer of the graph is considered, it's covering all that is inside. So even you have this absorbed, this what's made out of cheres, and the graf absorbed the meraglayim and the tzoya, fine. So that is, but the outside covering is considered a double nifrod. It's not, that means I have, if we could look in this graf, so there's the oivy, the thickness of the walls of the graph are absorbed in them, meiraglayim and tzoya, but that's absorbed in them, but there's still an outside covering, so the outside covering is considered a kisui, So we consider the outer covering, the outer layer, is considered. This is considered like a covering, whatever is underneath it, and by Toya, covering helps. So we'll see in a minute. Yesh matirim v'yesh oisrim, and the oisrim hold that since the complete graf is absorbed with Tzoya, so we say, so you're covering with Tzoya. That means there's no such thing as an outer layer. The first day you held, there is Vinishvi, there's a chelik, it means you have the material of the graf. In the material, there's absorption, but there's still the outer layer is considered that what? That's the second day. That's the second day. The Yesh Oisrim, that they hold that, but Al Koponim, the first day you hold, there is something that's absorbed, and then there's the Be'en. I mean, the that what is being absorbed is a Dovah Niflod. It's something. But this pours and everything, so that goes into the klicheres. But there's something that was there before that is over the pores, and perhaps that what? It's also just covered from the outside by the outer layer. I mean, there's a chelik that the Bach says pshat. One second, the. Have a bakofa al piyo afal pisha baluahu mizuamo, even though it absorbed the suamo, even shain bohem mamoshes, that means the zuame is. It's a balua, it's a bliya, but there's no ba'en. So the ba'en of the keli is a covering of it. Ava bisha balua mizua makim in sha'in v'hem ma'moshes ein lochush le'balua. So I consider there is a double nifcha, there's something besides the balua that's covering the bliya, because the bliya doesn't have a ba'en. And the second day holds that since it's absorbed completely, so we consider the whole thing like Tzoya. So it's not considered covered. Now, let us see. So that's the second day. He turned it upside down. Yesh matirim, others hold as mutter, v'yesh oisrim. Since the whole be'en is balua, so we consider that the ben is also was. We don't separate the bliya from the ben. Valoche kedivrei or islim and the mechaba asos. Let us see sifkot zayin. Then we'll come back to the end of sif aleph. Yesh matirim. The havikamay kisui. We consider that the mamoshes of the graf is equivalent to a covering. The yesh oisrim, the kivin shehazuama balua b'soichoi. The zuama is absorbed in the walls of the keli. Hakli gufe hu kemaitzoya. So a keli which has in it tzoya merglai that's absorbed in it. So the whole keli gets a din of tzoya, but also achi chaseyu. So now you have to cover this keli. You have to cover this keli. I will show matches, but if you will have a wapay zayin, sif kot zayin, סיבקות מחס, זה מה שתבור, אבל שאו מתחס, but if you have a metal graph, אפילו אין רוחוץ מבפנים, אפילו in the inside, אפילו in the inside is not washed out, so in the inside of this graph, you have, let's say, מרגליים או צויה, מהני קביעה, but if the graph is metal, so the soil that's on the inside, so it's on the inside, but the graph did not absorb the soil because it's made out of metal. So if you turn the graph upside down, so filo, it's not cleaned out from the inside, and you have mamash on the inside, you have soil there, so what? But al koponim, the keli is covering the soil from the inside. The walls of the metal keli are covering the soil from the inside. Fine. Dein nisurei elami teichoi. Uchviya koshev kisis. If you turn it upside down, so you covered the soil, you covered the soil from with the outside layer of the metal graph. Vim kisoi al hagraf vehovit, vereyach ra noidev mehem. Now, let's speak about a graf shel cheres. And la locha we hold that since it absorbed tzoya meiraglayim, so it's a din of tzoya. So if I feel like turn it upside down, it's irrelevant because the whole graph is a halachically a shem tzoy. Fine. So what do I do? So I have this graph, and now I'll take another keli and cover this graph. So shalom al Yisrael. So now there's no problem. Now afula by tzoya gufe kisi help. So I have this graph over here, and now I'll take a keli and cover the graph. So now out the keli, there's no problem. The keli is covered. Now, v'imkisa alagraf, but this areyach coming out from the graph, this areyach coming out. So now we have guidelines. Areyach sheyesh bo yikel, that means if the areyach is coming out from something, that means it's coming out from tzoya. So you have, so the reyach is called an extension of the tzoya, and you have to be machik daladamis from where the reyach ends. If there's no tzoya, you have a reyach that's around without tzoya, then as long as you don't smell it, it's good. So now we have over here as follows. I have a graf shel cheres. I went and covered it with another keli, so it's covered. And the reyach is still coming out, and the reyach is coming out from the graph, and the graph is a din of tzoya. So now he says as follows: Ve'im kisa al graph va'ovit, v'reyach ra noidev mehem. A reyach is coming out. Ve'ein shehu shel cheres v'rochutz. So say it's coming out from cheres, and the cheres is washed, but that's irrelevant. The cheres has a din of tzoya because the tzoya is absorbed in the walls of the graph. Oy shal matches ve'ein erochitz, or you have a graph shal matches, and there's tzoya in the inside, and I covered now the graph shel matches with another keli, and the reich is coming out. So the reich is coming out from where? It's coming out from the graph, which is a din tzoya. What's coming out from the tzoya? So these two cases, because of a derech achay, the tzoyich lahachik baladam is mimokim shekol horeyach. So you have to. So since there is tzoya over here, either the tzoya in the inside of the metal graph, or the whole graph of cheres is a din of tzoya, and the reich is coming out of that, so this is considered הריח שיש בו עיקר. The ריח is coming out from Tzoya. So now, so we consider the ריח is an extension of the Tzoya. So now you have to be מרחיק תל אדמיס from where the ריח ends. כוסף דרך החיים, זה צריך להרחיק תל אדמיס ממוקים שכל הריח, שהוא have to be מרחיק תל אדמיס from where the ריח ends. זה מקרי ריח רע שיש לו עיקר. That's called a ריח רע שיש לו עיקר. ואם הוא של מטחס ורוחות. But what is if you have a גרב של מטחס that there's no צויה on it and there's still a ריח. So the די שיחיק and מוקים שיח לו ריח רע. So then there's no צויה here. It's matris. The matris doesn't have a shame to you. And but it's still a reyach. So it's considered a reyach she'ein bo yikar. The zeya, the zehu reyach ha she'ein bo yikar. This is called a reyach ha she'ein bo yikar. Right. Now, kosav shlo, again, we're speaking about this manei and the zikha were with no bathrooms next to the bedroom. And so people had to use a graph on of it. So the Shlo HaKodesh says, Kosev Shlo. Sheyargu ha'odam shilei ovid shal matches oizchuches. He should invest in a ovid of metal or glass. So my mailer, so number one, we accomplished that it doesn't become an ovid because it doesn't absorb, number one. Number two, the year rochutz v'noki, it should be clean. Now, so the vial, the ovid that he has in his bedroom next to his bed is not an ovid shomei reglaim because since it doesn't absorb and it's clean, so I'll finish a lot to make broches, no problem whatsoever. Now, in the middle of the night, v'yad. No, if it doesn't absorb and it's the dvar before you did anything with it. We're talking about before he was mashed on it. He has the ovid in his bedroom. He washed it out. It's now in his bedroom. It's made out of metal or glass or schuchis. It doesn't absorb. Not cheres, that's right. Oh, we're talking about, that's going to see before in the previous, you can come back to that soon. But we're talking about, let's say, dval schuchis and matris. So this doesn't absorb anything. It doesn't have a din of a basic key. So dval, I can have it next to my bed. I can make it. It's not by layer, so there's no problem. I can make brochas here. It's here, next to me, no problem. Now, v'yatul, yeah. V'yirochot v'noki. Now. V'yatel, that if he uses it in the middle of the night, V'yatel asaychi revius mancha mashtin boy. And he was mashtin in the middle of the night. So he had meraglayim, which is also midarabonon. And so the din is a revius of mayim is mevatel. So he's mashtin in the middle of the night. He pours in a revius of mayim in this of it. He makes a broche. What's the problem? There's no ovid, because the ovid doesn't absorb. There's no meiraglayim. He was mevatel the meiraglayim. So he can make brochas here. That's what the Shlo said.
It's only for meiraglayim.
Yeah. We're talking about that. V'yatul seich revius mayim shemashtim boy. V'oz muta loy levoich ha-sheyotza. He can make ha-sheyotza. V'lil moy toiret loy. He has his ovid mamish next to him in the room, and there's no problem whatsoever. But make sure it's matris or schuchitz. V'nira li, so then he says more, im unoki, if the ovid is a clean ovid, v'ne yoytze shum reich rami menu, as I die, shechetzu mi'erev Shabbos lo'erev Shabbos, you can wash it out once a week. You can leave it there the whole week. There's meir aglayim that becomes bottled each time you put a revius in. So you wash it out once a week, that'll be enough. The mi'erev Shabbos lo'erev Shabbos ad kan l'shay nevuv v'miliyor rab. Okay. Now, let's go back to the end of Sif Aleph. And the end of Sif Aleph we had that an ovid shall schuches, an ovid shall matches is mutter, and shall cheres mitzupe, if you have an ovid shall cheres, it's mitzupe. Metal.
That's the name?
Metal, mateches, it's a mateches, yeah. Yeah, mateches. No. Mateches, okay. It's metal. Yeah, so it's mutter, so then it's mutter. Im heim rechutzim yofe. If it's washed out clean, so it's mutter. It doesn't have a din of obis. An obit, yeah. And the third, and even if it's cheres, it's mutter. If it's covered. Yes, now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Tziv Koten Hay. Metzupe, yes oimrim, dehaino mash on the keirim, glazirt. It's glazed. It's covered with, it's a glass, a glazed covering, so it's also sufficient. The yes oimrim, and others hold the dafke ivu metzupe ba'avol. If it's covered with lead, like glazir, but a glazed coating is not enough. Yeah. Now, before we go further, let us just see Sifkot Nevov, and then we'll come back to Sifkot Nei. So it says, so we have these three cases, it's metal, it's glass, or glazed, or covered with metal. It's mutter, but the mechaber ends off by saying, "Im heim rechutzim, if it is washed out, yofe, well." Mechaber says it should be washed out well. So you have to know what the well is coming to tell us. Yofe, so yofe mi bifnim umi bachutz. It should be washed out inside and outside. Now, let us just think for 1 minute. We're speaking about, let's say, a ovid shel matches. Fine, it doesn't absorb. But make sure you should wash it out, the inside and the outside. Iskan shayelaben, please. Washing out on the inside, can understand. Because on the inside there's soya, there's meraglayim, so you have to wash it out from the inside. But the mechaber says to wash it well out, from the outside also. Now, why do you have to wash it out from the outside? So al kochoch, it would seem that if you're speaking about an ovid or meraglayim or a graf shalrei, vinish vi, it could very easily come about that the outside will also become dirty somehow. We're speaking about some emelah, so if we want to make sure you're allowed to make brachas, so wash it out well from the inside and the outside. This is, it's very kedai, and we'll understand this. That's mibifnim mibichutz. Number one. Number two, let's finish Sifkot Nvov, and then we'll come back to Sifkot Nei. The gam shaliyah mimeno reyecha. You should make sure even you washed it out, there's no reyecha. That means it could be there's a reyecha also. Now, ve'im agiyah mimeno reyecha. Now, if there is a reyecha, so dinak reyecha shein lo yikra. So here, you know, so the reyech is not coming from any tzoya. I washed it out. The graph does not have a din of tzoya because it's matris. There's still a reyach. Fine, there's a reyach. So this is called a reyach ra she'ein loy ikel. So all I have to do is to make sure I don't smell the reyach. I don't have to be marchik taladamis from the reyach. That's what he says, yeah. Zik reyach ra she'ein loy ikel. Achet ha'keli. Ein lo she'em graf of it in the key. There's no tzoya here. It's not a graph, from a mailer, so there's a reyach, but the reyach is not coming from tzoyim. Vein tzorich lahachik rak admokim sheyich lo reyach. So, oh, you only have to make sure that it doesn't smell the reyach. Vimakli ein rochut. So what if he didn't wash it out? So then you have a reich, so then it could very well be that the reich is coming from the tzoyah that's inside. You didn't wash it out well. So then the reich is considered an extension of the tzoyah, so you have to be machik ba'udamas from the reich. So machik mena da'udamas, will a yeshua ma'amosha show to him. Fine. This is that. Now we're going to come back to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Hei. Now, so we learned in Sifkot Hei as follows. We said you had a graph shel rei made out of cheres, but it was coated either with metal or with glass. So that helps. That helps. Now, vein yes. Gam yesh oim gebinin shei metzupe mi befnim u mi bachutz v'yesh mekilim gedai kshe metzupe rak mi befnim. Now, we have a meridika machlekes over here. The machlekes, the Bach and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, we have a graf shel cheres, right? And we coated it on the inside with metal. So the Beis Yosef says, that's sufficient. There's no problem. There's no problem because the whole problem of a graf shel cheres is because it absorbs the meraglai. I coated it on the inside with metal. So Beis Yosef says, so that's sufficient. So now it's like a graf shel matris. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The Bach says, No. You have to cover it from the outside also. So, I didn't understand why you have to cover it from the outside. I mean, the Beis Yosef is where? What? So, could be, some. We just learned, that's what was Magdum before, this was my Chavrusa said, we just learned before, when you wash it, you have to wash it from the outside also. So, yes, why do you have to wash it from the outside? You use it from the inside. So, al kochach by a grav shel rei, it is possible that some of the tzoyah, some of the meraglaim went on the outside also. So, by mel, you have to wash on the outside. Now, if you have to wash it on the outside, let's say, Skolzman, I didn't wash it, or we're talking about a kli cheres. Let's talk about a kli cheres. It's covered in the inside with metal. On the outside, it's cheres. Now, if some soya went on the outside, it got absorbed. It got absorbed from the outside. So, Mamel, that is the svar of the Bach. So, the svar of the Bach says, what does it help you? It's coated from the inside? But maybe there was Zuhim and it got out the outside and it got absorbed from the outside. And we have to be chayish from the outside because we see you have to be reichetze from the outside. Tumiz, another parsha. Okay, that's a klicher. No, klicheres is from the inside. A klimatris is on both sides. Okay, but tumiz, another parsha. Okay. The yesh mekilim the dachshim is super rak mebifni. Vehine. So now the Mishnah Berurah says lemaisa yesh lahachme the bini shem is super gami bechutz. He paskins like the Bach. So what are we saying, Pshat? Because could very well be it got absorbed from the outside if it's not covered. It's not coated from the outside. But he says, but now he says something which we will now understand. Ach, shekofoy alpid. But what if he turned it upside down? What if he turned it upside down? So now when he turned it upside down, so in Seed Base we had a machlokes, there's one day that holds that upside down is good. That even though the akli cheres, it absorbs, the meraglaim is absorbed in the whole keli, but there is still, that's the bliya, but there's still a keli which is considered a covering over everything. So if you cover it upside down, it's good. So he says, here, if I'll cover it upside down, so I have the two svaras to be makel. Number one, maybe you don't have to be chayish, it got balua from the outside. Nafilu kat balua, so, but there's a day that holds that if you afilu akli cheres that you turn upside down is good. Fine. Now, ken kosovu le'rabba. Vakelum shon v'kaisen porcelain. Now, you have a porcelain. You have a porcelain of it. It's a little like cheres, and it's a little better than cheres. Linyan shari yesurim, when it comes to plies of Yisra, dinam kichli cheres, le'mahani agole, when it comes to Yisra v'heter, agole will not help. V'nire diyesh la'achmet gan linyan zevayim biraloch. One should be machma. But there's a moiridike kule from the Minchas Yitzchak, and the Minchas Yitzchak says, porcelain can also absorb. But there's a difference between porcelain and cheres. Porcelain absorbs after 24 hours. If there's something in it 24 hours, it will absorb. Cheres absorbs right away. So Mele, the Minchas Yitzchak says, our toilet bowls, I feel that we will look at them as an ovid, as the beta of the porcelain, but he says the tzoyi is not there 24 hours, we flush it. So memele, so that is, even though the Mishnah Berurah is machma by porcelain, he says he's machma by porcelain by 24 hours. But some of the porcelain right away and you flush it, so it never gets a din of an ovid shomer raglayim. Now, let's jump down to Sif Gimel. Mutter likreis krishme bebaye sheyesh boitzoya umei raglayim oi graf v'ovid kilin shehirchik mimenu hashir kishir shenizbay besimenayin tes chen kofa aleim keili afapi shem imoi bebaye chay elu kikvurem umutter likreis kenegdai. Now before we see the Mishnah Berurah, let us appreciate what the Mechaber is telling us. There's a man, the Omar, in Mesechtes Brochis, that says a very interesting lotion. Kol habayis kedalad al mistami. You have a whole room. So the whole room is considered like daladamis. That's a man, the Omar, Mesechtes Brochis. So now, according to that man, the Omar, let's say I have soya in the room over here. I turn around, it's Daladamas away from me. It doesn't help at all. Kolabayis kedaladamas to me. So that's what the Mechaber is coming to tell. Rabbis say we don't paskin like him. So Mamela, forget about that. So he says, therefore, if you have soya in the room, mutalik is krishma bebayis in the room, sheesh beitsoya, meiraglayim, meigrafa ovid, as long as your daladam is away from it, so and it doesn't smell, so it's mutter. No, you don't know you're in the daladam, because kola bias can daladam. We don't pass it like that. The chaynim kofa len kli, or you cover it. Afa pishayp imay babayis chaylut bekikvugim v'mutter likreis kenekti. That is the chiddush of the Mechaba. Shehichik. Now, let us see. The Mishnah Berurah have gotten this. V'imhoya babayis mito gavoya asore v'mechitzis magiyis la'oretz mikol atzodim v'ya kaponim shragla k'tzore v'yisveinim gavoyis gimel t'vochim davik yulavu v'tzoya v'graf v'ovid oymid achayri hamite Mikre amita mechite v'shari likra islifne amita ben tzorich laharchik. Amavad shlo yiras agraf v'gam shlo yigir lo reyacha. So now let us just appreciate what the Mishnah Berurah told us now. The Mishnah Berurah told us, I have a room, and I have a bed that the walls of the bed reach the ground, or it's less than shleisha tvachim from the ground. This is the bed. I sleep on top of the bed. There's soya over here. I'm standing over here, and there's less than daladamas from me to the soya. But there is a mechitza yud. This is called a mechitza yud. The bed is 10 tvachim tall, and it was 4, we'll see 4 tvachim wide. Here's soya. Here am I. If there's no reyach, it's mutter. That means before we said in the room you need to be daladamas away. That's a room without a bed. But if I have a bed that is 10 tvachim high, it reaches the ground, or less than 3 tvachim from the ground, so the tzoya is considered, it's behind a mechitzah, it's behind a mechitzah, so I'm allowed to say a davar shebekdusha on this side of the bed, and tis no reyach. Now, let us go further. What do you mean expiration? It matters if there's a bare glime is a din to as long as it's there, but it's also. Oh, if it's dry, so we had if it got absorbed in the cock, it has to be tefech manas latfiach. It's not tefech manas latfiach. Oh, okay. So then it loses shemir glime. If there's a reich, take that one. The reich is also. The reich is also. Now. So, ve'ein tzorich lahachik. But now, your bavash lo yiras ha-graf, he shouldn't see the graf, because he sees the graf. Afilu something, the shitas ha-rajba is, that we learned afilu the tzoyis in a different reshus, but if I see it, it's also. So good, it's a different reshus. Yeah. Bavash lo yiras ha-graf, gam shlegir lo yireyecha. Ve'kosav ha-mogin avulam. Now the mogin avulam says, ha-shrek lecha chumre. The davke kshemamite chaytetzes mikaisel lekaisel, aber belavochi lechoshev mechitze. Now the Magdavom says like this. What? No. Yeah. But it's a big chiddush. Now the Magdavom says as follows. Here's your bed. The room is from here to here. The tzoya is over here. I'm over here. So it's not so poshut. Others are chaylik on the magnavon. So what's your problem? I'm here. Here's a mechitza that's 10 tvachim tall, 4 tvachim wide. Here's a mechitza. Here's the tzoya. So vos geit meron that over here there's no mechitza. If I'd be over here, then I'd have a problem. But I'm not over here. I'm behind the mechitza. So others are chaylik on the magnavon. They said, I'm sorry. What's came on that you need that it has to extend to the whole, to the whole length of the room where I am. I have a mechitza. So now we're just going to have mention the maslog here. Why do you need that it should be connected to the whole room? Yeah. The gamba says in Ishmael Sodom Tumbalov, I'll came masu b'chayot. But there's a magnavrom. He didn't want to fight with the magnavrom and Gansom. So he says, the b'mei raglayim shohoyu ala oretz b'chli sheinei golo oftein elo mi da rabbonon. He says, but mei raglayim is only at the rabbonon. If we're speaking about tzoya, that's how they rise, you want to fight with them up there. The rabbonon says, you're not allowed to. But mei raglayim is only at the rabbonon. Yes, lahokel, likreis, olavorech, neged ha-mechitza, afula eina chetzetzes, avuloi ke neged ha-avya. Bye. We'll stop here.
I don't.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You're standing there. Yeah.
So
what do you understand? You understand that's right or wrong? Yeah, but I'm standing behind the mechitza. Not the ceiling. Can't focus. So it's cold. I'm not together. So that's mafsik between me. That's what the chayodim holds. And the chayodim holds like that also. That's what the chayodim holds me. What's geit meron? That the whole thing is, you know, the mechitza, but there's a mechitza separating between me and the side.